Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. The podcast 99% Invisible is all about design and architecture, and it often looks at objects and design elements that we take entirely for granted, like doors.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. The story goes like this. Theophilus Van Kannel hated chivalry. There was nothing he despised more than opening doors for women.
And so Theophilus Van Kannel, or Theo for short, took a German innovation from 1881, the Tür ohne Luftzug, or door without draft of air. He made some improvements to the design, and in 1888 was awarded an American patent for the improved revolving door.
That's our producer, Sam Greenspan.
Van Kannel's 1888 patent states that, quote, "It is perfectly noiseless in its operation and effectually prevents the entrance of wind, snow, rain, or dust." And so for the past 100-plus years, we have had the solution to keep dust and noise and rain and sleet and snow from entering our buildings. And yet, the likelihood that you will actually use it is very, very low.
The problem is that people don't like using revolving doors.
That's Dan Wasilowski.
Howdy.
He works on a project studying people's behavior with respect to revolving doors and the energy savings associated with using revolving doors back when he was a grad student at MIT. Here's the result.
There's 8 times more air exchanged when you use the swing door than when you use the revolving door.
The basic idea of how a revolving door saves energy is that revolving doors never open.
They can prevent the free exchange of air from the outside to the inside.
Opening a swinging door is like tearing a hole in a building. All that heat or air conditioning leaks out, and the building has to kick into high gear to make up for the temperature and humidity fluctuation. Dan Wasilowski and his team observed a building on the MIT campus that had both revolving doors and swinging doors and found that the revolving door usage sat at about 25%. And this shouldn't be a big surprise.
There are people who are afraid of revolving doors.
Oh, man. If you're walking with someone and talking to them, and it's a little bit bigger of a revolving door and you accidentally get in there with them, and then you're with them like really close. Oh, deep breaths. Swinging doors are just easy.
The team realized that, in addition to conserving energy and helping the environment, they could also save MIT more than $7,500 annually if everyone just used the revolving door in this one building. And they found they could raise revolving door usage at that building to 60 or 70% with just some simple signage.
Here at 99PI HQ, we were curious to find out if that could happen here in the Bay Area.
So I went with our intern, Avery Truffleman, to go stake out a building in downtown Oakland.
6, 7... the swinging doors.
This is Avery and Sam in the observation stage. The vestigial scientist part of me has to remind you here that all the data sets we're talking about today are very small, so understand that. But everyone's observations are aligned. Given the choice, revolving doors just aren't that popular.
So it's been 2 minutes in our experiment so far, and how are we doing?
We've got 12 for swinging, 0 for revolving. Suffice to say, nobody is using the revolving doors.
And when someone did use a revolving door, it was notable.
Okay, market one. Revolving door.
Wow, what a champ.
Aren't they adorable? After a half hour, they tallied up the results.
259 people used swinging doors. 4 people used revolving doors in a 30-minute period.
Okay. So, should we...
So, yeah, let's tape up these signs.
It's an arrow that says, please use revolving door. They exchange 8 times less air.
All the signs are
up. All right, let's see what happens.
And after another 30 minutes, Team 99PI tallied the results.
65. Wow, yeah, 30.5% of people went through the revolving doors when there was a sign pointing to them, as opposed to 1.5% without the signs. So, not too shabby, yeah.
Now, we did not try testing all the variations. Whatever happened, this much is clear. Putting up an arrow on a door makes people do things. And if you want to get people to use a revolving door, that's a good place to start.
That was Roman Mars from the podcast 99% Invisible. You can learn more about the show at 99%invisible.org.